Motorsports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
25 to 11, Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Colesgrove, how are you today?
Fantastic, as we head towards the weekend, what news have you got for us?
Yeah, look, I thought for this morning's On The Pace, we'd have a chat to Will Rickson, who drove a treble at Penrith last night, and all of the winners returned good odds too. So, Will, are you still celebrating after last night's success?
It was only a Thursday night, so I stayed in the work today and got races all over the weekend. So, keep on focusing for the next races, the next few days.
Oh, very good. Well, you've only been driving for three seasons, Will, but that's not your first treble, is it?
No, I've been pretty lucky. I've had a couple. I got one pretty early on in my career when I was 16 at Newcastle one night. I got three winners, and then at Canberra I got one, and I think I've had a couple at Penrith as well. So, yeah, it's one thing that I've been a bit lucky to get a couple in my career.
Okay. All right, well, let's go through your winners last night. The horse that kicked it off for you was Got the Scoop in race one for John Geary. Gave John his first winner for the season and his first winner in more than a year. And it looked like a popular win on social media as well.
Yeah, the horse went super last night. He's actually been racing a lot better than his form suggests. He's run a couple of good seconds and thirds to find nice horses, and last night he got the front and got things his own way for the first bit, but it was a really good win. He had to get going probably from about 1,000 out, and to stick it out was great, and to get a winner for John and Belinda was terrific. They're sort of having a bit of a hard time at the moment with things at home, so to get a winner for them was great, yeah.
Yeah, no, it did. It looked, I saw a lot of people congratulating them for the win last night. Your second winner on the night was a Ahoka Jimmy. Now, another one you worked to the front. He paid $7 and he rated 156.8. That was a pretty smart win too.
Yeah, that was a super win actually. He did a lot of work early. Me and John Gatt, the trainer, we didn't really know what to do from the outside barrier. So I was lucky enough he left it up to me what to do at the start, and I decided to go forward with the main danger on the back line, which was James Dean. So once he found the top, I did a lot of work to get there, but I still thought he'd run a good race. But to hold on and hold out a nice horse like James Dean, it was a terrific win.
Yeah, well, you led with your third winner too. Courageous Ways provided you with your hat trick, trained by Brooke Wilkins, and paid $4 and won quite comfortably too.
Yeah, it's a nice mare. Brooke's done a good job with her first start. Well, she didn't have her for long, and she only ran fourth, but, you know, we're a little disappointed. She might have gone a bit better than that, but since then, Brooke said she's been working really good and changed a bit of gear on that, and her last start was good when she ran third, and last night she got the fun, and which we wanted to do. We wanted to lead with her, and, she went really good and rated good time too, so, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, now you've in the past you've driven track work for Brooke. Is that still the case?
Yeah. Brooke trains two horses, and she's sort of doing it on her own at the moment. So, when she's got a few to hobble on the one day or whatever, and she needs another track work driver, I work locally at Menangle. So, you know, I'm happy to pop down and give her a hand when she can. She works really hard and deserves all the success to get.
Because what else do you do for work?
I work for a local vet, Andrew Argyle. He's got a few horses at his place, so because he's played out with work himself, I just look after the horses at his place, and it works out really good with my driving and all the rest of it. You know, it's pretty flexible, so yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, well, you're a busy boy tonight at Bankstown. You've got a handful of drives. Who do you think is your best chance tonight?
Dad Billy in the last, GG Bob, she's been really consistent her whole career, and Ben, she's run second to a horse called Vincent Cena, who won the semi-finals on Saturday night, and then she also run third to it at the Bankstown Breeders' Talented, and Jamie ran seventh last week, and we're sort of a little disappointed with her run, but she's worked good this week, so I think she'll be really hard to beat in the last night.
All right, so that's race 8, number 2, GG Bob. And tomorrow night at Menangle, you've got a drive. You're fortunate enough to get the steer on Pocket of Terror, who's in an Alabar Breeders' Challenge semi. And this horse, Pocket of Terror, has been a good horse for you, hasn't he, in your driving career?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to jump on him a few times. He's a nice horse, and you know, he's been racing really well. But tomorrow night's a step up in grade again with Ignatius and a few other nice four-year-olds. But if he has a bit of luck in running, which we're hoping to get, I'm sure he might be good enough to run top five and make the final, which would be great.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, you're only in your third season of driving, so going around in a race like that and, you know, being so close to horses like Ignatius and Bright Energy, is that something that you aspire to? Do you get a real kick out of that?
Oh, for sure. It's great to drive, you know. Not only is it great to drive against the horses like that, it's also good to drive a nice horse like Pocket of Terror and be competitive in races like that. So, yeah, I'm very grateful.
Cool. Now, your busy weekend continues. You're going to head out to Cowra's Tab Carnival of Cups on Sunday.
Yeah. I ended up with a couple of drives at Cowra, so I went there last year with a bit of luck, and I'm hoping to have a bit of luck on Sunday as well.
All right. Very good. Well, best of luck, and congratulations, Will, for your treble last night.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks very much.
That's all right. So there you have it, Cozzy. Will Rickson, he's only 18 years old. He's the grandson of the great A.D. Turnbull, and his parents are Peter and Cindy Rickson. And
fair pedigree.
Will, he's already driven 129 winners, and it's been a great week for the Rickson children. His younger sister, Hannah, drove her first Menangle winner on Tuesday, and Ellen Rickson also drove a winner at Penrith last night. So it's been all about the Ricksons this week.
Yep, terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll call you back off the bench shortly, and we'll look at Bankstown a bit later on.
Sounds great. Thanks, Cozzy.